Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Welcome to the podcast this week. I'm your host, Mark Kellyan, here on the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services, serving here in the Metroplex. And the topic of conversation on the show today is going to be bouncing back. Almost everyone has made investment mistakes at some point. Let's talk about how to bounce back from these mistakes and avoid making them again in the future. And Tim, Bree, what do you guys think are some of the causes? Maybe determining that cause could be the first place to start, maybe?
Well, Mark, I don't like to think of anything as a mistake. It's a life lesson. Mistakes are so negative. So I like to think of them as life lessons, things we can learn from in the future.
And the other thing is, you need to kind of look at what happened. Did you not have enough information? Here's where I see a lot of people making life lessons or making mistakes is they listened to the wrong people. They got advice from, Joe over at the water cooler at work, and the next thing you know, they're in the hole for $20,000 because they took a flyer on an investment that Joe at the water cooler recommended.
Well, yeah. And don't forget, if you read it on the internet, it's true.
Absolutely.
Very good point.
Just like I'm a French model. Bonjour.
Well, it's one of those things, right? When you get a hot tip, usually it's lukewarm at best. So that water cooler talk is certainly the same kind of thing. So why might the mistakes get made in the first place? You know, obviously we talked about not having enough information, the wrong people. Is there bad luck, or is it maybe just lack of doing the diligence, doing the homework?
A little bit of column A, a little lot of column B.
Yeah, there's a world of information out there, and just a very tiny drop or grain of wisdom in all that information. So it takes a lot to cull out all the chaff, so to speak, from the actual kernel of wheat. So it's very, very hard. That's why we don't try to stock pick the market. We like to own the whole market, because it's just too hard. There's too much information. There's too much stuff to weed through.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. You know, so once we've determined, guys, you know, why maybe the mistake, or as Bree put it, the life lesson happened in the first place, you know, you're going to be a little bit more likely to hopefully avoid these mistakes in the future. So that's kind of step one. So if we move into step two of bouncing back with our financial plan, with our financial future, and we're talking about maybe increasing our savings rates, if you've made an investment mistake and it's had a significant impact on the portfolio, you might want to consider, you know, ways to make up for it, obviously, right? That's kind of a given. So for a lot of retirees, pre-retirees, there's a lot of opportunities to increase. Maybe the kids are out of the house, you know, things of that nature. What are some of the things we can think about?
Well, some of the things that I like to talk to people about is knowing your budget. If you know your budget, then you can, a lot of times, make cuts. You go to Starbucks every day for a week and you get a biscotti and you get a mocha frappuccino, one of those frou-frou drinks that they serve there, and you're spending $5-$10 a day. Well, that's $50 a week. That's $200 a month. That can go a long way towards building up anything that you may have lost in a bad decision in the market. So first thing is you want to get your budget under control, and I'm not saying you have to cut them out completely, but instead of going out to lunch every day from work, why don't you go take your lunch with you 2 days a week, and then you can still go out to lunch 3 days a week, and that money can go towards making up the difference.
Or what about after you've paid off things? Like once you pay off your car, you take the payment that you used to make and put it in savings. Or invest it.
Yeah, there's a lot of little places where we could kind of tweak those things, right? That's a great point. Going in and adjusting the budget can do a lot. You know, obviously, there's things, the situation with the house, there's pros and cons. Some people want to have the house paid off before they get to retirement. But there's lots of avenues to kind of increase those savings rates as we're moving through retirement. And we're talking about bouncing back here today on the Financial Flight Plan with Tim and Bree. What about recalibrating the goals, guys? Just taking a step back, looking at the issues that you had, the mistakes that you made, and just how do we recalibrate? Where are some places to start?
Well, first off, nothing has to be an absolute. Somebody says, well, I must retire at 65. Well, would it really hurt you that badly if you worked another 6 months? Or, you know, I've got to have X number of dollars. Well, maybe we might be able to work your budget a little bit where you don't need X. You know, you can settle for a little bit less. Things may be tight for a while, but then you can continue with your ways after you've recouped from any problems you may have had.
And so maybe not four trips a year, maybe two, and maybe not first class seats, but business. There are different things we can look at.
And then that's all what we talk about when we're working with someone. I keep coming back to it. Don't think in absolutes. You know, you can take a little bit of something or a little less of something. It doesn't have to be an all or none. And that's where people, it's like being on a diet. You can't just go to 1,000 calories a day and expect to stick with it. It's just not going to happen. Now, if you cut out a dessert, you know, once or twice a week, yeah, you're going to slowly make a difference.
Well, I find if I cut too much, I end up binging, and that's the exact opposite of what we want to do.
Yeah, and I think that certainly could happen in the financial world too, right? Especially if we're talking about bouncing back, maybe we're thinking we have to swing for the fences. If we want to get a little sports analogy going here, we're trying too hard, and then we wind up making a mistake. What happens with a lot of home run hitters, they swing for the fences, but they also have the highest strikeout rate because they're trying too hard to crush that ball. Maybe some other ways to recalibrate the goals or to offset some things, such as downsizing the home or just reducing those expenses, as you mentioned. A lot of people are doing that more and more in retirement with the downsizing of the home, at least anyway.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of clients that they're downsizing, and then because they've downsized, they're able to buy their new home and pay cash for it. Now they don't have a house payment. All they have to worry about is property tax and insurance. And it certainly frees up a lot of cash that they can use for the fun things that make the golden years golden.
Not to mention not worrying about the maintenance of the big house.
Yeah, that's for sure. And as we're aging, the maintenance on the big house could be a lot, you know, especially if you're talking multiple stories, going up and down the stairs, larger yards to take care of, things of that nature. So really it sounds as though that depending on the severity of the misstep that you've had and you're trying to bounce back, a lot of these changes may not be necessary, or they could be a saving grace. It really just depends. But overall, it really comes back to, do you have a real plan in place to take a look at the misstep and then figure out the proper way to go moving forward so that you can bounce back properly? Let's talk about that real plan.
Well, what we do here is we do a holistic planning process. So we ask a lot of questions and we formulate a real plan together. It's not just something that Tim and I sit down and write out and edict, this is what you're going to do. It's an all-encompassing plan.
And it's very fluid. You know, like I said, nothing is an absolute. Everything is subject to modification or change. I had one client, and unfortunately, I just couldn't help him. I just couldn't save him. It was right after the big 2008 where the market went down, and he called me up, and he was basically in tears saying, I just can't retire now. I can't live my dream. I've got to, you know, give up on living on Jekyll Island and having a house there and having a place for the kids to come and everything. And I said, let's readdress. Let's look at it. You know, let's see what we can do. And he was just so beside himself and so emotionally distraught that he basically shut down. And if he had stuck with me and had listened, we probably could have salvaged his dream. So no mistake is so horrendous that you can't recover at least part way. There's always options. There's always a possibility that we can look at. So the big thing is, don't think of it as all or none. There's always a way to make your retirement work.
Remain calm.
Yeah.
Good point.
Really good points as well. So if you find yourself in this situation where you're trying to bounce back, you know, there's a lot of little things that you can do, but obviously a first great step is to get that real plan in place. You know, oftentimes we see people that think they've made a bad mistake and they believe they're in terrible shape, such as Tim was just mentioning. And the reality is you honestly just don't really know where you stand. It's possible that the mistake is not as bad as you thought. It's not as catastrophic as you thought. And maybe you just, it's because that mission statement for your money is not clear. So whatever the situation is, it's a great time to turn to the team at Estes Financial Services to come in and talk with Tim and Bree, to sit down and have that conversation, because it's all going to be about having that conversation about your situation. So again, Tim and Bree, what does that look like for people? They call in 817-444-8402 or stop by the website estesfinancial.net. How can we help start that process of bouncing back?
Well, the big thing is take the step forward. You know, the analogy of how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's the same with this. You know, you have to take the first step. You know, we will work very hard, very diligently with you, and you're going to have to work hard too. That's part and parcel of what it is. You know, we'll have to work together. You know, nothing is completely impossible. There's always a solution. There's always a way. It may not be your ideal, but you know, if you come in, we can assess where you are, assess where you want to be, and at least work out a plan to get you at least somewhere close to what you want. You know, there's no unsolvable problem.
And Tim's right. We understand that it can be scary coming in, especially after a misstep or a life lesson, to readjust. We understand. We know that. But sticking your head in the sand and not doing anything can make the problem even worse.
Well, if you'd like some help bouncing back, if you'd like to talk about bouncing back, it's a great time to do so. Call Tim Estes and Bree Reyes, 817-444-8402, investor coaches and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex, 817-444-8402. Check them out online, estesfinancial.net, also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you've been listening to The Financial Flight Plan this week. We thank you so much. And Tim, Bree, thank you so much for being here with me. I certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you. And for all our clients and friends out there, go out and lead an abundant life.
Couldn't said it better myself. Thanks for listening. There'll be more Financial Flight Plan coming. Stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes to get more upcoming podcasts. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.